Our next item is old business. We have two items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 1930, Penn Central LLC.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, this is in my area, and while I was not at that meeting, I did tune in on the World Wide Web and watch the proceedings. I did see this public hearing. I may or may not be participating in the vote on this at the time if necessary, but from what I saw of the public hearing, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Lank, the Board of Adjustment has to grant if this were acted on favorably, they have to go to the Board of Adjustment to get the density.
They're asking for three units.
Yes.
To get the conditional use approval, it would be a condition of approval that they have to get approval from the board, because they have to calculate based on density. Mm-hmm. They have 8,000 plus square footage, and they need like 10,000 to have three units.
And the timing of their appearance before the Board of Adjustment is at any time, or is it depend on?
It would have to be after the council makes a decision.
After the council makes their decision. Has this gone before the council as of yet?
It goes to council next week.
Next week, uh-huh. And I think the only, like I say, from watching on the World Wide Web, the only thing that I did also recall was that there was a question about the EDU allocation, but that could be handled by county engineering. Is that correct?
It would be reviewed still, as we did, by the council, and the county engineering the county engineering's concern is that one additional EDU really doesn't affect Sewer district, but 100 parcels like it doing it could impact the sewer district. That was their concern, the way it was written. Mm-hmm. And I believe representatives from engineering are going to participate in the public hearing to make sure the council aware of their concern, but mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not 100% sure that that's what I've been advised. Yeah.
But gentlemen, I don't have a motion prepared on this for this evening. We're well within our 45 days of this, but as I say, since I wasn't here, if any of you other commissioners would like to comment, please do so at this time, or I'll make a motion for deferral.
Deferral's fine. Just on the septic, the district itself is not anywhere near capacity, so it's just a matter of allocation mm-hmm. of units per allocation. So there's the way I understand it, as I tried to find out, you know, hey, if they put it in, are they going to have sewer coming out the drains because it can't handle it? That's not the case. The capacity is there. So I don't think there's an issue of approving this unit that somehow it's going to tax the system. In fact, it could actually financially help the sewer district because there'll be somebody actually using it rather than it just being allocated.
I just hope none of the, if it is approved favorably, I just hope none of the owners have a party, because I don't know where they'll park.
Yeah.
You know, given the circumstances of that whole development.
Yeah, I do remember that from the from watching, that there was some discussion about the parking, but if it's approval with the site plan, that'd be one of the conditions. Site plan would have to come back for us, and parking would have to be
no,
such.
No question.
Yeah. No comment from me.
Gentlemen. Then, Mr. Chairman, regarding first item of old business, a conditional use number 1930. My motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration and to work on a motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1930, Penn Central LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.